News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're speaking with Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, about their economic outlook briefing luncheon coming up on August the 20th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hilton College Station.
And the subject is going to be the local impact from the oil and gas economic development activities that are in our community. We're going to have a group of panelists that'll be discussing this. I said earlier 11:30 to 1. Actually, I'm recommending folks kind of block out 11:30 to 1:30 because of the fact we're going to open it up for questions and all, and be sure that they have an opportunity to get as much out of the luncheon as they can.
Now, people need tickets to attend. What do they need to do before heading out there?
They need to give us a call at 260-5200. They can also go online at bcschamber.org, and there's a way they can register for the luncheon. Tickets are $25 for individuals. Tables of eight are available for $250. And I'm really excited because I checked just before I called you, and we have almost 200 folks registered already. So it'll be a good crowd.
For anyone who hasn't been before, what would be the benefit for them showing up to sort of see what's going on in the community?
Yeah, the type of thing we try to do with both the Economic Outlook Conference in January and this briefing luncheon that we do in August is to just prepare our business owners and really citizens of the community about things that are going on that'll have an impact on our community. It'll for a business owner, it makes him more knowledgeable about issues that he's dealing with. You know, for instance, in the oil and gas, with what's going on there, like storage rooms are filling up. I mean, there's some things going on with that might impact a business owner. So, you know, I think probably the key thing is they'll be knowledgeable about what is going on in that area, and it'll give them some insight into how some of that might impact their business or things they enjoy doing in life, like, you know, from the standpoint of if certain areas going to be congested with traffic and things like that because of development. I just think there's a lot of things that come out that sometimes you don't really know exactly what is coming out.
And for my own benefit, what's the difference between the one in the spring and the one in August?
Okay, the one we do in January is starts at 8 in the morning and it goes till about 1:30 to 2 in the afternoon, and it has three different sessions plus a luncheon speaker. This one is just strictly a one-session luncheon program, and that's why we call it a briefing instead of a conference. And it's something we started. We've done the conference for, 12 or more years. In the briefing, we started about 4 or 5 years ago, and people have responded well to that, so we've continued it. And the thought is that we do this briefing once a year in January, and, you know, if you wait till January again, there's been some things going on in the community that sometime, you know, have a enough of an impact that you ought to get updated on it before waiting till January. So it's kind of a, you know, 6 or 7 months after this other one, we take a look at what's going on that would be of most interest to our members, and that's what we focus on bringing in. Each year it's a little different. I mean, one year we had Dr. Lofton talk about the factors that went into the decision to move to the SEC, and some of those were economic factors, and some of those, and obviously the SEC movement was going to bring in some schools that travel really well, so it was going to impact our businesses, you know, the hotels, restaurants, and so forth. So that's why that made sense to do as a briefing where it was a standalone deal. And by the way, Patrick, you do not have to be a member to come. It is open to the public.
Again, speaking with Royce Hickman, president of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce, about their upcoming Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon on Wednesday, August the 20th from 11:30 to 1 at the Hilton College Station on the topic of local oil and gas economic development activities. It'll include a panel discussion featuring moderator Luke Leggett, statewide Joint Association Oil and Gas Education Initiative, Dan Hill, department head and professor for the Department of Petroleum Engineering at Texas A&M, Robert Willen, president of Rio Brazos Acquisition, and O.B. O'Brien, Vice President of Government Affairs for Apache Corporation. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.